Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, you're joining us as we take a closer look at Keeleyland Outdoors.
Right.
A company, you know, active in the camping and outdoor equipment world. You've probably seen or maybe even used the kind of gear they're involved with.
Mm-hmm, very likely.
What's really interesting, I think, is how a business like this actually takes shape, how it operates behind the scenes.
Yeah, the backstory.
Exactly. We've got their About page as our main source here, and it gives this pretty fascinating window into their origins, the team, their manufacturing.
All the key stuff.
Right, and the services they provide. So our mission today, really, is to dig into what defines Keeleyland Outdoors.
Yeah.
What makes them tick, and what they actually offer their partners.
Okay.
So where does the Keeleyland story actually begin?
Well, it really kicks off with the founder, Henk Chen, and his background. It gives some really interesting clues about, you know, the company's direction.
Yeah.
It wasn't like solely focused on the outdoors from day one. He had this big passion for martial arts. Actually led the Nunchaku Club at university for 4 years.
Nunchaku Club?
Wow.
Okay, that's not typical.
No, definitely not. That kind of commitment, that early leadership stuff, it often translates, you know.
I bet.
Yeah.
And it wasn't just martial arts, right? He also got a degree in international economics and trade.
Exactly. Yeah. And that academic foundation in like international trade turned out to be pretty crucial. His career started back in 2013, right in this field, international camping supply trade.
Okay. So the trade background makes sense.
But what's really insightful is just how hands-on he was, like right from the get-go. His internship, it was at a tent factory, and it wasn't just casual. He properly immersed himself, visited over 300 specialized factories.
Wait, 300?
Yeah, 300. Think about that. The sheer amount of technical knowledge he must have picked up, really understanding manufacturing from the ground floor.
That's incredible. That's a level of insight most founders probably wouldn't get so early.
For sure. You can just imagine the practical understanding he developed, right? Getting into the real nuts and bolts of how this gear is actually made. Mm. And he wasn't just learning about products. He was also out there, you know, on the front lines, getting sales experience at exhibitions, domestic and international.
Right. So he saw the whole picture, creation to customer interaction.
Precisely. So if you connect the dots, that early, really comprehensive experience gave him this sort of bird's eye view of the whole industry, understanding not just what could be made, but what the market actually needed, what people wanted.
Makes sense.
But it wasn't all business. His passion for travel is another really key piece in understanding Keeleyland's DNA.
Oh, okay. Yeah, the About page mentions that. Over 7 years, explored more than 100 cities in China. And then in 2014, that big backpacking trip across Southeast Asia.
Yeah.
Climbing Mount Kinabalu, that shows a real, you know, spirit of adventure.
Definitely. And it was during those travels, apparently, that another passion sort of took hold. Photography. Capturing his experiences, you know, across places like Sabah, Bangkok, Bali.
Yeah.
With this Canon 650D, it says.
Right. It paints this picture of someone who's just inherently curious, drawn to exploration. Which fits perfectly with the whole outdoor equipment thing, doesn't it?
Totally.
Really.
It resonates. And you wonder how those personal experiences, you know, being out there might inform his gut feeling about what makes for good, reliable gear.
Yeah, like what actually works when you're relying on it.
Exactly. What's really telling, I think, is how these personal passions, the discipline maybe from martial arts, the understanding of global markets from his degree, and that firsthand experience of adventurous travel, they likely shaped his appreciation for what people look for in outdoor stuff. Durability, functionality.
Things that won't let you down.
Right. Things that actually enhance the journey.
Okay. So let's jump forward a bit. The world goes through this massive shift with the COVID-19 pandemic. How does that moment connect with the Keeleyland story?
Well, the pandemic had this really significant, maybe unexpected impact on camping. Huge increase in popularity, right? People looking for socially distanced outdoor stuff.
Oh, yeah. Everyone wanted to get outside.
Exactly. So by 2023, as things started easing up a bit in China, the market just, well, it boomed.
Right.
And this gave Henk a pretty unique opportunity. Drawing on that deep manufacturing understanding and seeing this surge in demand, he made a pretty bold decision.
Which was?
To leave his job, focus entirely on overseas sales of camping products.
Wow. That's a significant leap of faith, going from presumably a stable career to launching your own thing.
Big time. Speaks to a strong belief in his vision, you know, and the market potential he saw.
Yeah. And so in 2024, Keeleyland was officially born as both an outdoor brand and an international trading company.
Mm-hmm. And they went through that important step of securing the trademark, too.
Which is a little step.
Definitely. For brand recognition, trust, all that. And the name itself, Keelingland, it's quite thoughtful.
How
Keely apparently means small in Malagasy.
Malagasy.
Yeah. Yeah. Combine it with land, and it represents his vision of creating this sort of welcoming, focused space, a small land within the bigger camping industry for his clients.
Huh. I like that. It suggests a philosophy maybe centered around personalized service, maybe a more curated approach.
That's how I read it, too. Like, it's not just about shifting boxes. It's about fostering connections, ensuring a good experience for their business partners.
Right. A name with real intention behind it. Now, okay, a company's strength really comes down to its people, doesn't it? What does the About page tell us about the team behind Keelingland?
Well, it highlights the formation of their sales and service teams in 2024. This was after Hank had been sort of laying the groundwork for about 6 months.
Gotcha.
And they introduced some key people. And she handles order follow-up, Fanny, who does after-sales service, Jim, focused on sales, client relationships.
Okay.
Lee, who works on data analysis, customer inquiries, and Nigel, who's leading product development.
So covering all the bases.
Seems like it. What strikes me is how deliberately they seem to have built this team. Diverse roles, but complementary, right? All essential for things to run smoothly.
Yeah, you need all those pieces. What stands out to you as particularly noteworthy about this team setup?
The recurring theme seems to be this shared enthusiasm for camping, for travel, for international sales. It mirrors Hanky's own passions.
Ah, so they're genuinely into it.
Seems that way. And that kind of alignment, it can be incredibly powerful when your team is intrinsically motivated by the industry they're in.
They get it.
Yeah, they get it. Often leads to a deeper understanding of what customers actually need and maybe a greater commitment to quality. They emphasize collaboration, clear responsibilities, all geared towards supporting their business partners. Suggests they're aiming for more than just, you know, quick transactions.
Right. It sounds like they're not just punching a clock. They're personally invested in that outdoor lifestyle. Okay, now let's shift gears and talk about the engine room. Manufacturing. What insights does the About page give us there?
Okay, this is where the scale of Keelingland's operation really becomes clear. They're leveraging a pretty substantial manufacturing network.
How 16?
It mentions 17 core strategic factories, plus over 200 stable partners.
Wow, okay, that's significant.
Yeah, and they've achieved a pretty high level of output, exporting, it says, 1 million units annually, and hitting $10 million in cumulative revenue. So, yeah, not a small operation.
Those are definitely impressive figures. And what's quite notable, I thought, is that the About page gives specific details about some of these key factories. You don't always see that level of transparency.
Exactly. They highlight 10 specific factory examples covering a really wide array of products.
Like what?
Okay, so there's a camping tent and tarp factory in Ningbo making 800,000 units a year. Has certifications like CE, ISO 9000 or 801.
That ISO 9001 is important, right? Quality management.
Very important. It's a good indicator of consistent quality. Then there's a glamping tent factory in Shaoxing, a rooftop tent factory in Jinhua, an air mattress factory in Hubei that makes a massive 2.5 million units a year.
2.5 million air mattresses.
I know, right? And the list goes on. Factories for sleeping mats, sleeping bags, camping tables, chairs, folding wagons, even charcoal and gas grills.
Okay, so it's a remarkably diverse range.
Hmm.
And the production volumes are clearly substantial. What does it tell us that they specifically mentioned the establishment year and the certifications for these places?
Well, highlighting the establishment year, some going back to 2009 or 2011, suggests these are long-term, reliable partnerships, yep. Not just fly-by-night operations.
Good point.
Stability.
Exactly. And those certifications, like CE marking for European safety standards or BSCI for ethical sourcing, they signal a commitment to quality and responsible manufacturing.
Which is increasingly important.
Absolutely. And the geographical spread, Zhejiang, Hubei, Jiangsu, Guangdong, that points to a well-established, diversified supply chain within China.
Right. So they're working with a network of experienced manufacturers who meet recognized standards. Okay, now, for businesses thinking about partnering with Keelingland, what kind of service process do they actually offer? They outline this very detailed all-round service process. It's clearly designed to appeal to business clients looking for a complete sourcing solution.
Okay, how does it start?
It begins with demand collection. They emphasize really in-depth communication here to thoroughly understand the client's brand, their target market, specific product needs.
Setting the stage for collaboration right away.
Exactly. Sounds like they want to be more than just a supplier, more like a real partner from the start.
Makes sense.
Then it moves through collaborative design, brainstorming, concept development, followed by sample approval.
Yeah.
Creating prototypes, getting client feedback, iterating.
Standard, but crucial steps.
Very crucial. Once the design's locked in, they handle mass production and agreement, then careful material sourcing. They highlight their focus on high-quality outdoor-grade materials here and thorough supplier checks.
Yeah, you can't skimp on materials for outdoor gear.
Absolutely not. It can make or break the product, like you said.
Yeah.
Then they have a dedicated quality control stage, regular inspections all through manufacturing, followed by packaging design, then pre-shipment inspection, making sure everything matches the specs, efficient global shipping, with logistics handled.
Taking care of the headaches.
Right. And finally, post-sale support and continuous improvement, which really underlines that commitment to long-term relationships and getting better based on feedback.
It sounds incredibly structured. Really end-to-end, covering every single step from the initial idea right through to after-sales care.
Mm-hmm.
It definitely communicates that desire to be a dependable, comprehensive partner, streamlining what can be a really complex international sourcing process.
Yeah, absolutely. And they even give those specific product examples, like the Reebok pop-up tent or the Discovery folding chair.
Right, which helps make it more concrete, doesn't it? Gives potential partners a real idea of what they can actually do.
Exactly. It's not just abstract talk about manufacturing power. You can visualize the types of gear they source and produce. For a business wanting to expand its outdoor line, having a partner handle all that, design to delivery, that simplifies things massively.
No doubt. So for anyone listening who's in the business of outdoor gear, what's the core message from Keeleyland? What are they really putting out there for potential partners?
Their call to action is pretty direct, really. They offer this comprehensive one-stop sourcing solution. They leverage, they say, 12 years of experience in the industry.
Okay.
And they emphasize that end-to-end support. From initial design, prototyping, right through manufacturing, tough quality checks, global delivery.
A whole package.
Basically, yeah. They're saying, look, if you want to grow your business, expand your outdoor product range, we've got the expertise and the infrastructure to make that happen for you.
And they make it easy to connect.
Seems so. They provide their physical address and 6C, Ningbo, direct phone numbers, a dedicated sales email.
Standard contact points.
Plus, they're actively building their presence online, LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, Pinterest, YouTube, even TikTok. And they have a newsletter sign up.
So multiple ways for potential partners to reach out and learn more.
Precisely. They're clearly focused on building those new partnerships, expanding their reach in the global outdoor market by offering this streamlined, comprehensive service.
Okay, great. So as we kind of wrap up this deep dive into Keeleyland Outdoors, what are the key takeaways that really stand out for you?
Well, I think we've seen a company built on a really interesting foundation, haven't we? The founders' diverse passions, that extensive early immersion in the industry.
Yeah, the 300 factories visit.
Right. They've built a team that seems to share a genuine enthusiasm for the outdoors and international trade.
Mm.
And they've clearly established this significant manufacturing and service network, demonstrating the capacity to produce a huge variety of gear while providing that full support to clients, you know, across the whole value chain.
It paints a pretty compelling picture. Aiming for those strong long-term partnerships.
Definitely.
It really does make you appreciate the intricate journey that even a simple bit of camping gear takes to get to us, the consumers.
Oh, absolutely. There's a whole world of design, manufacturing, logistics, coordination involved,
mm-hmm.
which maybe prompts an interesting thought for our listeners to consider. Think about how many specialized small lands like Keeleyland are operating out there across all sorts of industries.
Mm, good point.
Driven by individual expertise, strategic vision, this increasingly global marketplace, it's pretty fascinating to see how personal journeys and focused expertise can come together to build these significant enterprises, especially in a dynamic sector like outdoor gear.
Yeah, makes you wonder what other small lands of focused expertise are shaping the products and services we encounter every single day.
Exactly, something to mull over.